Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What?
Arthur! Kill the light! Get down! We need to figure out how to get out of here.
Our bag. Our things.
We need to find them. Move slow and stay low. I don't know how well this thing can see in the dark. Stop! Stay low. Something in this pile.
I can't get it out. My foot's stuck.
Faster, Arthur. I can't see anything.
I'm even going in the right direction.
We have no direction to go. We can't keep going like this. We need to use the lighter.
And if that thing sees us?
If I can't see, we could be heading straight for it.
All right.
Yeah. I think we're nearer to the left wall than the right.
You think?
I can't tell. I think so.
Fine.
Stop! The bag is here. It's by our feet.
Thank God. anything missing?
Not that I can see. Just the lantern. Since we were holding it.
Of course.
Down. Later.
I know.
Keep it lit for a moment. Turn. There. If we head in this direction as the crow flies, we should hit the wall. For now, I'm as blind as you.
And how does that feel?
I am terrified. Quietly now. I have no idea, Arthur.
I can feel it. I can feel the wall. Here. I feel it. It's damp. Cold, but it's stone.
Follow it. To the left. We'll skirt along the outside until we find an opening and leave. You're having trouble keeping weight on your leg?
Yes.
Just favor it for now. We may need to run.
If there's a way out.
There's a way out. There has to be.
Like we're getting closer to it.
Just keep moving along the wall.
Fuck. What are these piles?
I don't know. It sounded like the creature vomited earlier. Perhaps it is discarded waste from whatever it is eating.
What is it eating?
What? Light.
What?
Light.
From where?
Coming from everywhere. It's filling the cavern.
What?
We're exposed, Arthur. Jesus Christ, Arthur, this thing lit up braziers to...
To hunt us.
We need to run.
Oh, we need to hide. With my leg.
Where?
I don't know. Inside the piles of discarded...
You're kidding.
I don't know.
Whatever we do, we need to do it now.
Hiding. We're hiding.
There's a pile to our right. Hurry.
Oh, God.
Don't move.
I can't stand.
Smell your fear.
Oh, God.
I feel your heartbeat. I sense your thoughts.
Our thoughts?
Jason Arthur! Christ! It walks on 2 feet, both with razor-sharp talons. Its massive body is covered in greasy black fur. It stands maybe 16 feet tall. Its pink eyes...
Later, John!
Oh, there's a tunnel to the right. Run, goddammit! There's a small crack in the cavern wall. It's tight. Maybe 3 feet.
Okay.
Quickly.
I'm trying. Jesus Christ.
Stop. Lighter. Okay. This will work.
Where are we?
I don't know. A small offshoot of the cavern. It's a dead end, but it doesn't look like he would fit in here.
And it doesn't look like we can get out. Not without...
No.
What the fuck is that? You understood it?
Yes.
How?
I don't know. The two pink eyes, they shone with intelligence unbefitting of its monstrous form. Its head was bisected vertically, with great yellow fangs that ran from the top to the bottom. The eyes jutted 2 inches from either side, covered in coarse hair.
Okay.
Arthur, I...
Shut up! Just let me think.
I don't think we can...
You know this thing!
No, I don't. I...
You do! You know its language! John, you are a part of this world!
Not anymore, I...
Shut up and listen! This isn't passive playtime. This is active survival. This thing is hunting us. It's not going to let up just because we wanted to. What do you remember?
I don't, Arthur. If I didn't remember being the fucking king in yellow, do you really think I'd remember a creature like that?
I didn't sound unforgettable. Oh my God.
It said, what are you talking about in there?
No. Not trapped in a corner like some fucking rat.
What?
We're not going home this way.
What are you doing? What are you looking for? Arthur, you can't see. What are you...
This.
The book.
Is this the one we read from?
No, this is the other one. The one with the symbol from the book that I came from.
Good.
Why? What are you...
Answers. For fuck's sake, John, answers. This book. You said it has the symbol like the book you came from did.
Wait.
What?
No, it doesn't.
What doesn't? What do you mean?
The symbol on this book. It is the one from the book I came from, but it's not the only symbol on it. There are 3 on the front. The other 2 are faded. I don't recognize them. And there are 3 unique ones on the backside as well.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Well?
It's filled with many different chapters. Headings with words I don't know. Names, maybe.
Like a legend?
No, not entirely. These are handwritten, but with descriptors, like habitat.
Habitat?
The Buapoth enjoys warm tropical forests.
These. This.
A minion of Karkal is native to the Dark Dimension. A lot of this is half-written.
It's a bestiary.
A what?
A bestiary from the Middle Ages. Illustrated volumes that describe animals and rocks, only...
Only this isn't a bestiary from our world.
Vertical mouth, talons.
And from its black-furred arms sprout 2 forepaws.
All right.
Here. There isn't much. No name. Just a description. Habitat.
Dark caves.
The underworld. Superstitious of ghouls.
Ghouls? They're a child's legend. A cemetery dweller.
Don't draw a line in the sand between what's real and what's imaginary now, Arthur.
Right. Okay. So it's superstitious.
Some say cursed by the Great Ones.
Any of that make sense to you?
No.
If we try to fight that thing, we're dead.
It's very clever. Too clever to sneak past.
Unless we distract it or obfuscate our path. There must be...
Up!
Up!
Above us! This crack in the cavern wall. It ascends. It'd be difficult, but we could make it higher.
Does it exit?
I don't know. But where we are now has only one option.
Or we could wait. Find out more about these ghouls. If they're superstitious of them, maybe we can exploit that in some way. I feel like there are answers in this book.
We don't have time, Arthur. I think we should climb.
No. We need to understand it. We may not get another chance.
Damn it, Arthur.
Trust me, John. Knowledge is without comparison. The things we learn...
are useless if we don't survive the next few minutes. We're trapped in a corner like a fucking rat.
If we don't take this opportunity to learn what we're up against, we can't hope to survive once we're out of here.
That is a flawed logic. Your pursuit for answers has clouded your mind. Fuck, Arthur. This world, it is not meant to be understood.
I know.
No, you don't. The nature of this place is not Arkham. It is not one with the same rules and logic of a place like that.
I understand. I'm not trying
to... No, you don't understand. You're still trying to treat this like an investigation, which is all well and good when we are trying to survive. But this is not survival.
The fuck it is. We are trying to survive. We are learning about our enemy and its weaknesses. We are leveling the playing field. We are navigating the sea at night, using the stars to carve our way forward. You cannot navigate without first learning their patterns.
You cannot navigate with stars that move.
I'm not. You're just frustrated at me.
I'm telling you that trying to learn the rules of this world isn't going to work.
Well, it isn't going to hurt, either.
You're wrong.
Read it. Ghouls. I need to know everything about them.
There. Stop. Primarily feeding on carrion, able to eat fresher fare, dwell in burrows, red eyes, bony claws, highly intelligent, knowledge of human society and psychology.
Okay, what else?
The description continues, but other than canine features, nothing stands out.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
They're superstitious of them. Why isn't there
more... What the fuck were you expecting?
I don't know. A solution. An answer to...
Why?
Because I...
Arthur!
Ah!
Arthur!
Fuck! What the fuck just happened?
Rock! Arthur. The creature is above us. It's throwing rocks down.
It feels broken.
Move!
Jesus Christ!
Move, Arthur!
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. My arm is wet with blood. My shoulder...
Shut up! We need to move. Keep moving.
Where? Why?
There must be a way out.
It climbed above us. It knew.
It heard. Or understood, or...
It figured out the same thing we did. We should have climbed. We could have gotten out before it...
It doesn't matter now. Just move.
Where are we?
We're in a winding hall. The walls are dark. I can only barely make out the passageway thanks to the light from the main room.
We're in an offshoot.
Yes. I don't know how large this place is.
What does it look like? What place is this that this creature occupies?
I don't know. The walls are... They're stone, but old. Well worn, it looks. It looks almost like a crypt. Just keep moving.
To where?
I don't know. We're coming up to a T-junction.
Right or left?
Left. No. Right.
Which way is the light coming from?
The left, and we need to stay in the darkness.
But...
It lit the braziers because it couldn't see us. You said you didn't want us to die like this. Now snap out of it!
Right. Darkness is our friend. The darker the better.
Keep your hand on the wall so we don't get lost.
Okay, yes.
Wait.
What?
There's a... The floor here is covered in blood, and there's a hole here at the intersection.
What kind of hole?
I don't know. It looks like it goes up. I think it's a chute.
A chute? What on earth? What do you...
I don't know. It's streaked in blood.
Streaked?
I don't know, but we need to move. Now! Go right. It's getting darker. There's almost no light.
What is that? What are we walking in, is it?
I think it's just mud.
Mud? Is there...
water. Or, I hope at least. There's a small stream of water coming from the wall. Move to it, quickly!
Here?
Yes. I think... Arthur, this is a pool of water.
If there's fresh water flowing in, then there must be a way out. Water doesn't come...
The water! Get in!
Oh, it's nearly up to our chest.
Clear your mind. We need to be silent. Get down. Just keep your nose above the water. Now! Couldn't sense us.
What the fuck do we do now?
That T-junction had a chute.
Why? What was that?
I think it's being fed.
Fed?
Think about it. Those piles and piles of viscera. They're not from hunting. There's no way it has near that many creatures down here to hunt.
You're saying something is feeding it through that chute. Couldn't it be eating beings who fell like we did?
You think that many creatures fell?
I don't know. You'd have a better scope of how many.
Hundreds, Arthur. Those piles were made of hundreds.
Okay. Well, what are you proposing?
All I'm saying is we could stay down here and try to find a way out.
Or we could what? Climb the chute? You're mad. There is a way out down here, and we'll find it.
Consider the possibility that if this thing is being fed, it may be trapped down here. Food, water, it almost seems like a prisoner.
And?
There may not be an exit.
I don't believe that.
What do you believe?
I believe that I genuinely don't know which to be more fearful of. The creature down here, or whatever could be feeding it.
Whatever you decide, we can't linger.
I know. Let's try this chute. So far, it's the only way out. And I'd rather chance the possibility of escape over the certainty of death.
All right. But the climb won't be easy, especially now. Your leg?
The leg is sore, but it's my arm that's fucked. I can barely move it. Damn it.
Let's just look. Pull out the lighter.
Are you sure?
If we move quickly, just let me look. Oh, there's a lot of blood. There's a deep cut on the bicep, but for now it seems to have stopped bleeding. However, your shoulder is... out of place.
Dislocated.
I think so. Have you ever...
No.
I think you'll have to set it back.
I have no idea how.
I don't either. But if we have any chance of leaving, we need to fix it.
Jesus. Okay. Fuck.
Get against the wall. It looks like the joint is above, maybe. Extend your arm and move it upwards.
You're kidding.
Arthur, if we can't use our arm, we can't leave this place. I'm not ready to die here, and neither are you. We've been through worse. We can do this.
Okay.
Extend your arm. Up. Reach up. Okay.
Fuck.
Slowly lean against the wall. I think with enough pressure, you can get it back in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. Oh.
Better?
It's still sore, but I can move it. With some effort.
That'll have to do. Let's move.
Okay.
Left. Quietly now. Here, stop. The light from the main room reaches here, so we'll have to be quiet.
Can you see inside the chute?
Only just. Move closer.
Should we get the lighter?
Yes, briefly. Look inside.
Well?
A slight breeze seems to come from the darkness. It looks like the chute moves up into an abyssal black.
Is there any blood?
Staining the stone all the way down and on the bottom here. There's a flat 5-foot stone piece before the chute moves up.
Just a flat surface?
Yes. I don't know why. It looks like a flat piece of carved stone. I can even see the edges where it's separate from the chute.
Does it look like it drops?
What do you mean?
I don't want to climb in for the piece to just give away and drop us deeper.
I understand. We'd need to put some weight on it.
Okay, well, the chute just moves up then.
I can't see where it ends. It moves into absolute blackness.
Well, anywhere is better than here.
Move forward then. Carefully.
What on earth is
that? It's sounding from beneath the plate. Get off it!
Jesus, it's so loud! It's like a...
an alarm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Run, Arthur! This way. Straight. Right hand on the wall. Move! Arthur, stop!
What?
The wall. It feels not as smooth as if...
As if what?
Climb.
What?
Climb up, quickly!
Oh, for fuck's sake!
The creature is behind us. Move!
Okay.
Quietly, Arthur. You've made it to the top. Climb over. Quietly.
What was it saying?
It said it wants us to run.
Where are we? Where is this? Is this where the chute, maybe?
No, that was far behind us and much longer to climb. I don't know what this is. Another level.
If we use the lighter, we can...
No. I can see, but only a bit. There's still light coming from the braziers below. It's a large, flat area that's above the maze-like caverns we've been moving through. This is where the creature was when it...
threw a rock down on us.
Yes. This is where we would have come out, had we climbed.
We can access everywhere from here.
More or less. We'd have to jump over some cracks, areas we'd run through below... But we can access the main hall, the chute, the room with the water. I feel like...
What?
I feel like this... This is a game.
How?
This thing. It's almost hunting us for pleasure. The braziers, the maze-like corridors below, and this plateau that allows whatever's up here to look down over everything.
Like the Minotaur.
The Minotaur?
It's a Greek mythological figure. It's a bull's head with a body...
I know what a Minotaur is, Arthur. I'm asking why you're bringing it up.
Theseus is why. There's an ancient Greek myth that the queen of Crete supposedly slept with the bull sent by Zeus, gave birth to a Minotaur, whom the creature then hit in a labyrinth at the Palace of Gnosis.
Wonderful. Arthur, move to your right.
Oh, okay. This way?
Yes.
Anyway, the king would then send his enemies to the labyrinth to feed the creature, which hunted its prey in the darkness. It was a maze so complex that no one ever found the exit.
If you're trying to inspire hope, you're failing. Stop. Arthur, I want you to take a leap forward.
A leap?
It won't be hard. The gap is small, but I want to make sure we clear it.
Okay.
Brilliant. Move slowly now.
Same way.
Yes. So then who is Theseus?
Theseus, who had fallen in love with the king's daughter, was the only one who ever found his way out of the labyrinth.
On your stomach, Arthur. Creep to the edge.
Where are we?
Above the chute. I see it. Stop.
What are we doing?
Watching. Waiting for our chance to move. We're going to make it up that chute if it kills us.
The minute we enter that chute, it's just going to make that sound again.
Yes, I suppose so. It knows we want to escape, and it's not going to let us. So then how did Theseus escape the labyrinth, Arthur?
Well, he had a thread the king's daughter had given him. He tied it to the entrance and brought it with him. It allowed him to find the exit.
And what of the Minotaur?
He found it in the furthest corner of the labyrinth and killed it.
How?
Some say a sword, a club, others say his bare hands.
What about a giant rock?
What do you...
Arthur, we're not going to get out of here without killing that thing.
You can't...
It's hunting us. Maybe even toying with us. It's leaving us alone because it knows that chute has a dinner bell on it. It's not worried about us leaving this place because it knows we can't.
So,
there's a giant rock near the edge. If we could get it below us, we could drop it on its fucking head.
That's a big if. Trying to aim that, time that, that's the...
What's your idea?
How high up is this plateau?
A couple dozen feet. Why?
A fall to kill.
Maybe. If it was a good fall.
We know it climbs up here. We could lure it back up and push it off.
You think that'll be easier than a rock on its head?
I don't know. It's an option.
Look, I don't care whether we drop a rock or push this creature off. We're not leaving unless we kill it. We can't dance around it anymore. Every encounter has left you weaker. We need to act.
You're right.
So, how do we want to kill it?
We're going to drop a rock on its fucking head.
Yes, Arthur.
And we're going to kill it.
Yes.
All right.
We need a way to lure it below. Something that would keep it occupied. Something to draw it, or...
Distract it.
Sure.
Well, perhaps a body from one of the discarded piles.
The piles it presumably treats as waste.
Yes. Well, right.
Fuck.
Let's just take this one step at a time. Where is the rock that we can push off?
To our right. It's on the far side, but we can get there.
All right, let's just go check it out. Quietly. What are the chances that this actually works?
You know I don't know that.
I think we need a contingency plan.
Such as?
If we miss or fail in killing it, we bolt for the chute.
That's not much of a plan. That's just running. Are you sure you didn't hit your head?
What?
I'm joking, Arthur.
You're suddenly very funny.
Why not? We may not make it out of this one.
You really think that?
Yes. I think that's where the betting kind would put their money.
I'll bet on us. Thank you.
Sure. It's only money.
When we fell, I thought it was over. All of it. I felt like I had slipped away. Completely. Into a nightmare.
We did. I wouldn't call this anything but a nightmare.
No, I mean a nightmare. One that I have.
You have nightmares?
I have a nightmare. Reoccurring. Ever since Faro.
What of?
The night she died.
Arthur. What happened?
I failed her.
How?
Where is this rock?
About 15 steps ahead. The ceiling is low, be careful.
No. This here?
Yes.
Yes, we can push this. All right, where does it fall?
It's difficult to see, but I think it's by the water. Yes, almost directly above the pool.
If it were drinking, and we pushed...
No. It would have to be in the water.
The water wasn't deep either, was it? Fuck!
How do you expect to lure it into the water?
With fire.
What?
The flask. It had strong alcohol in it, remember?
And?
It burns. It's flammable. If we
pour it onto the creature and...
Drop the lighter, it should go up.
That's a difficult task, Arthur. By the time you wet the creature, it'll have moved.
Yes, well...
Trying to then strike a lighter and drop it while compensating for its movement... I'm sorry. It's a good idea, but you need to find a way to do both. Douse it in alcohol and light it at the same time.
Wait, what is this made of? This flask?
Glass. Why?
I don't know. I have an idea.
Okay.
If we could find a way to attach fire to this flask, in a way that it would stay lit, I could throw it and break the glass on the creature, covering it with the burning alcohol.
You think that would work?
Possibly, yes. Again, I would have to throw it with a great deal of force.
How would you keep it lit while throwing it? You can't attach the lighter.
We have some paper bills left over. If we wet them with a bit of the alcohol, then have them sticking out of the flask, we can light one end and throw it. The glass will smash on impact and should cover the creature in fire.
And while it's putting out the fire in the water,
we'll drop the rock on its fucking head.
You're sure about this?
No. But do you have any better ideas?
None.
All right, then. Let's find this thing.
We're going to need to be right above it.
Where are we heading?
I don't know. We'll need to find where it is. Head back the way we came.
Perhaps it's smarter to find a common path and just wait for it to pass.
All right. I think I know where. Keep moving. Left. A little more. There, that way. You know... It could use other ways to extinguish the flame.
I know. This is a gamble.
It's close. Stay low and to your left. Move to the edge, on your stomach. Stay low. Let me look. It's not here yet. This is a good vantage point, though. It's near the chute, and the water is directly to our right. I think this is our best spot to throw the flask onto it.
All right. Then we wait. In the meantime...
We have one shot at this. You'll have to light the wick, as it were. Throw it down with enough force to break the glass.
Thankfully, if I can get it to break, being exact is less important. It should spread wide. Hopefully.
Are you ready for this?
No. Are you?
No.
Which way is the rock again?
Straight to our right. We'll have to move fast.
I know.
We can do this, Arthur. You and I, we've been through it. We've faced the darkness, the abyssal black void, and we fell in. But we did not let it take us. We will not let it take us. I believe... In us, Arthur. I believe that we can do this. Together. Arthur?
I had hired help. A woman named Tess. She would look after Faro while I worked, writing pieces and such. I was so damn self-involved. I am. So damn self-involved. Tess had asked weeks prior if she could have the evening off. I said yes. And I forgot. No, that's not... I didn't even forget. I ignored it. That evening, Tess herself came to me. She knocked on the door to my study as I wrote, and she told me. She told me. That she had started the bath for Faro. She reminded me to check on her in a few minutes, that her Tess's carriage had arrived, and that she needed to go, but I answered her. I told her yes. I told her I heard what she said. I told Tess to have a good night. And as she left the house, as Feroz sat in the bath waiting for her dad to arrive, to turn off the water, I wrote a piece of music, and I thought of nothing else. I thought of nothing else as my daughter Feroz drowned. I don't deserve your belief, John. I don't deserve your trust. What I deserve wanders the darkness below us.
Jesus, Arthur. I'm
sorry, don't be. I deserve many things. But I don't deserve sympathy for this. I failed that day.
You won't fail again. I won't let you. It's coming. Don't lose it now, Arthur. Get ready. When I say, light the wick. Now. Okay. Get ready to throw it. We have one chance at this. Wait. Wait. And... now! Run! Left! Jump, Arthur! We're almost there. Stop! It's screaming. It's almost here. Arthur, it's running into the water. Push! Now!
Did I?
I don't know, but we are running for the chute either way.
All right.
Quickly now. Arthur, the... Jesus Christ, Arthur.
Where is it? Where is it? Is it dead? Is it...
I don't know. Stay quiet and swim to the edge.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
no,
fuck.
That way. Quiet. It's dead. I can see its skull cracked open.
Jesus.
We did it, Arthur.
I can't believe it.
I can't.
Thank you, John, for what you said earlier.
Thank you as well for telling me.
Of course. Now, let's get the fuck out of here.
Absolutely. To the right here. Keep your hand on the wall, and we'll reach the chute in a few moments.
Brilliant.
Here it is. This won't be easy, especially because of your arm and your leg.
Anything to get out of this fucking place. It's very tight in here. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like this.
It's all right, Arthur. Relax. Take a deep breath.
What is this? What is this? A ceiling? I can't go any further.
There's a ceiling here that closes the chute. Give it a push.
It's not budging. Oh, God.
Relax. Try pulling. There, it's opening. We can climb out.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that was hell. Where the fuck are we?
We're in a large cavern. The rocks and the walls here are faintly glowing blue. A moss seems to be illuminating this place. We did it.
So what was this chute for?
I don't know. It's very well hidden. And just beyond it lay a glowing object.
It's a trap.
Jesus.
This thing, it rigged up a trap to lure people towards whatever that glowing object is. To trap them. I feel like I could sleep for a year.
Get up, Arthur. We have promises to keep. And many miles to go before we sleep.
Well, you have me there. All right. And miles to go before I sleep.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.